Hello, I'm so pleased you have received this CD as a gift from us. This CD contains a selection from John's Gospel, the fourth Gospel found in the Bible. Each track contains a reading from every chapter in John's Gospel. Well, Sure of Heaven, that's the title of this CD. John wrote elsewhere, "These are written that you may know that you have eternal life." Now, friend, could I just ask right at the outset, do you know, are you sure of heaven? Do you know that you have eternal life? That's something which surely faces all of us. Well, John was an eyewitness. He was one who saw. He was there on the spot. He was there at the crucifixion. He was there at the resurrection. He was one of the first there. And he speaks as one who saw for himself firsthand. Just imagine that you're in a courtroom and different witnesses are coming up into the witness box. Someone from a wedding party, and he says he turned water into wine. A well-respected counsellor speaking personally of a conversation with Jesus one night. A man testifying that Jesus healed him after he'd been an invalid for 38 years. We see two ladies with a shady moral background coming and saying, "Look, he's changed me altogether on the inside." We see two men, one after another, coming to the witness box, one saying, "I was blind from birth, but now I can see." And the next one saying, almost unbelievably, "I was dead for 4 days, and look, here I am alive again." And then we see John the Baptist coming to the witness box. Well, he wasn't dressed very well, not quite appropriate for a courtroom, but what does he say? "I saw and testify that this is the Son of God." Do you know, friend, as you listen to this CD, you imagine that you're there listening to these people who have seen and heard and come to know Jesus in a personal way and weigh up the evidence. Well, Jesus, the living Word, the first section of 7 chapters or tracks. Jesus, who steps onto the stage of human history, the Word become flesh, and yet this same Word, Jesus, comes as a lamb for sacrifice. So let's start with John chapter 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." The next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony: "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.'" The next day John was there again with two of his disciples.
When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning round, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. The next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me."
Well, in this first chapter we see Jesus, the Word, the living Word of God. You know, it reminds us of the opening chapters of the Bible where God was there, the sovereign God in creation, the living God. And yet we see here not only phrases like Jesus was with God, Jesus was God, but this stupendous statement that Jesus, God, the Word, became flesh, God amongst men, Emmanuel. Someone once described this word as God revealing to us a living picture of himself. And yet it goes on in this chapter to say whoever receives this word, this person, becomes a child of God, becomes part of his family. My dear friend, would you say that you're part of God's family in that personal way? We go on to see another John, not the writer of this gospel, but John the Baptist, an austere figure, the cousin of Jesus. And twice we see John the Baptist looking at Jesus and saying, "Behold," or "Look, the Lamb of God." The second time he adds, "Who takes away the sin of the world." Has Jesus taken your sin away? It might seem a somewhat pointed question, but that is at the base, that's at the heart of really knowing God in this personal way, the heart of being sure of heaven. Well, we see excited disciples, Andrew and Philip, saying amongst themselves, "We've found the Messiah, we've found the Saviour." But you know, we read Jesus giving a little balance to that comment. He's saying, "Philip, I have found you." And friend, when we come to know God in this personal way, it is both ways. God finds us, and we find the Lord Jesus.